Hi, this is Kyle Tully from ConsultingTycoon.com. Today we're talking with Consulting Tycoon member Kevin McKillop. Kevin went from working a job that he didn't really like, traveling 25 to 30 weeks a year, to now working a job he's extremely passionate about, working from his own home. In this interview, you'll hear why he thought consulting would be the easiest path for him to get started in internet marketing. You'll hear why it's important to get a couple of quick wins under your belt before you go after the big fish. You'll see how within 3 months of starting his business, Kevin was able to generate two clients paying him $10,000 plus a $3,400 monthly recurring income. You're also going to hear how he locks in that recurring income for 4 to 6 months for every client he works with. Finally, Kevin will walk you step by step through his process for doing website video reviews that are so good, even people who don't work with him refer other people to him. Enjoy. Okay, so I just looked up my records and you joined Consulting Tycoon back in January of this year. Can you just tell us a bit about what you've been up to for the last 6 months or so?
Yeah, I found out about your Consulting Tycoon. It was one of the first things I actually found out about before I had gone on to actually join James's forum. But I joined up and I've just sort of, I kind of dabbled here and there trying to figure out how to, I guess, help some local businesses. I thought that was the easiest path for me to get into it. But I naturally had excuses for myself. I'd struggle with who do I target as a potential client and how do I get in touch with them? So that sort of took a little bit of time to sort of come up with a way to do that and sort of convince myself that it was going to, I could do it, and I just had to make the calls. So I've been doing that along, just sort of helping, local people in the area with their websites and their marketing, really, mainly their online marketing, but that's pretty much what I've gone after. And I've had some pretty good results for them. I mean, there's a lot of people after I dig further and, you know, going through your Consulting Tycoon, some of the form there, and just seeing how many local businesses are just terrible at it, like, and beyond terrible. And then you find out how much of a market that these local businesses actually have online that they're not marketing to. I'm like dumbfounded.
It is. It's insane. I was actually doing a bit of research today, going through the Yellow Pages, you know, comparing people's Yellow Pages ads to what they've got on the web, and it's shocking. Like, I'm surprised. I haven't looked in the Yellow Pages for at least a year, and, you know, things haven't gotten any better. You know, all these businesses are still out there. They're still looking for people to help them, and, you know, it really is just, it's hard to explain just how easy it is to get started in this business. But like you said, it's all about getting the confidence and, you know, believing in yourself that you can actually get out there and go and do it.
Yeah, well, you see some of those big ones. I just started. I did the same thing. I found the Yellow Pages and I wanted to find people who were spending money on advertising and were just spending it in the wrong place. So I went digging through the Yellow Pages looking for full page ads, and then I would go look at them and then I'd see if I could find their website. Some of these ads didn't even have a website on them. And some of the ads that did have a website, there was a typo on the Yellow Pages, and it came up with, and it was an incorrect domain name. So it's, they've spent, and these full page ads are, at least in my area, they're $9,000 per month.
Yeah, I think there's something like that here. They're like $70,000 a year.
Yeah, I called up the Yellow Pages to pretend I wanted to advertise, because I wanted to see just exactly how much money these people that I was going after were already spending. And yeah, I got the guy on the phone. He told me the local area and told me how much it cost. And it was over $100,000 a year for some of these guys to have a full page ad. Wow. In the Yellow Pages. And I see some of these things, like dentists and florists, and they've got two. So I went after, I started going, I guess, going after them, seeing on how I'd go check online, see if there was a lot of people looking for what they were after. And if there was, I would go find, for example, plumbers. I mean, there's lots of plumbers, and I just go find 10 plumbers in the Yellow Pages and you know, start thinking about going after them. And some of them had websites that were actually ranked very well. So I'd naturally go for the ones that were a little easier pickings that weren't showing up at all.
Perfect.
So let's step back a bit. What were you actually doing before you got into consulting? Were you doing other internet marketing stuff? Was this kind of your first foray into the whole internet marketing world?
This was kind of my first foray into it. I mean, before I did this, I had another business of mine. I did more IT consulting for businesses. Like I did a lot of travel over the last 8 years, seven, eight years for Sun Microsystems, which is now Oracle. And I really got tired of traveling. It's sitting in airplanes and hotels, and it's just not really worth it. And I was always, I saw a video, I don't know if you know the name, Vishen Lakhiani from Mind Valley, and a video, a presentation that he had done, and he was talking to a group of business owners about, I guess, the internet marketing and the power of online and what his company had done for a particular business. And I was sitting watching it, and I'm like, this is interesting to me, like, and I know what he's talking about, and I'm like, I sit there and like, I can do some of that, like, I already know how to do some of that. So I just, it was a lot more interesting to me, and so I just started reading, and you know, I kind of got myself caught in a hole where you just do, all you do is read and there's no doing. And and then I stumbled upon, one of the things I stumbled upon first, but I didn't join at the time, and I joined later, was your Consulting Tycoon. And I thought, well, this was an easy step to go between the two of them. And that was going to get me out of having to get in airplanes and travel for 25, 30 weeks a year. And I can stay at home and I can do something I'm a heck of a lot more passionate about than what I was doing, which was standing in front of a group of people for 5 days and doing training for them.
Right. And so what was it particular that you think drew you to the consulting side of things? Was it, you know, your past experience at doing that?
Yeah, well, I thought it sort of seems like it's a little bit more doable to me because it's like, it's local to me. Some people get sort of, or initially I thought, well, geez, I mean, I can't compete on, say, the internet, but I could certainly go and help. I feel that there's a small distance between the two. Somehow that was going to make it easier. And I realize it's not likely any different than me trying to help some business in, you know, somewhere in England or something like that. But, I just felt that was sort of something I could do because I could present, I could talk. And it was also one of the things, they keep going, all these things go on and on, but the local businesses, they need your help and they don't necessarily know really anything about it. So anything that I do know is of help to them. So I don't necessarily have to be, you know, the, you know, Frank Kern guru of the world to help these people. So I thought that was a natural fit. Especially the other thing is, you know, friends, family members, anybody that you know, a connection or a referral was always going to help over some sort of complete cold call or cold presentation to somebody. So I thought that was a quick, easy way in to start to build up my, I guess, confidence is one. And sort of build up a sort of a history so that I could sell that more to, I guess strangers, if you want to call them that.
Yeah, I think confidence really is the key there. I kind of went through the exact same process. That's how I got involved in local business as well. You know, I was studying to basically market myself, I guess, as a copywriter, and I looked out there, you know, on the internet, and there were all these massive named copywriting gurus, and I just didn't see how I'd be able to compete with them. So I thought, well, how about I take these same skills into the local market and market to, you know, my local businesses? And, you know, things just went from strength to strength really, really quickly doing that. So, and, you know, what I found was it wasn't that I couldn't compete against those other bigger guys. It was just that I didn't have the confidence in myself to go out and go after the same kind of clients. And as soon as I got that confidence and realized, hey, I can do this, I can get results for people, and I started, you know, marketing myself more out there on the internet, those other bigger clients started, you know, coming to me, and it was actually a lot easier than I first thought.
Yeah, so I've got one particular client that I'm working on that I probably wouldn't have certainly gone after initially, but a local car dealership. But the great part about this it's a group, so it's this that they own seven different dealerships and of seven different manufacturers.
Nice.
But they're all, it's all owned by a single family.
Yep.
And I've started talking with them, and I'm just like, that's like that to me, that's a big fish. And I wouldn't have started going after that initially. I would have thought, well, geez, they're not going to even speak to me. And you know, I'm optimistic, but I'm, you know, maybe they may still may say no, or they might be not sure, but I'm taking the chance, and I'm going to, until they'd say no, I'm going to keep talking to them.
Now, that's the kind of client that could keep you busy, you know, literally for years if you really explored all the different avenues for each of those businesses and start going deep. And, you know, I think you're right. As much as, you know, maybe you could have gone after them earlier, sometimes it is best to get a few wins under your belt first and not only get the confidence, but get the real, you know, experience on the road rather than, you know, just shooting for the stars and maybe not delivering for your clients.
Yeah, I had a couple of times, definitely the under your belt helps with, and it comes across in the way you present things and the way that you handle things and that come up. And I go back to, you know, what I did before. I did not like getting up. I was not comfortable getting up in front of people, especially people who I believed were, you know, they were all much older than I was. They were, and they had more experience in just the general field, but I just happened to know more about this one particular program. But it didn't come across that way a lot of times in the beginning because I was nervous, and I, you know, I get a question and I would, you know, I'd start to sweat because I didn't necessarily know the answer, but I don't need to know the answer. So it was afterwards, like, I mean, I can stand up there and dance around and it doesn't bother me now, but definitely the few wins under your belt, it comes across in the way you talk and present yourself.
Yeah, definitely. So talking about wins, once you know, got serious about, okay, this is the business I want to do, I'm going to get started with it, how long approximately did it take you to get that first client?
So I got the, what is that, joined the consulting, signed up for Consulting Tycoon in January, and we're at July. So I think about March, I finally really got enough to be happy with, and I have not traveled this year for my old job. I'm pretty much, I'm finished with it.
Excellent.
And so back in March, I got two clients in March, and that was I did an upfront fee for doing their website development. So I got $5,000 and then $1,500 a month recurring for their SEO for 6 months, and I did that twice.
Excellent.
And that was just kind of like, that's great. Now, all I got to do, if I were to do that two times a month for the rest of the year, I'm already happy with that, and I know I can do more.
My first client, I think I charged them $500 for a website. So when I hear my students going out there getting $5,000 for theirs, it's just amazing. I love it. It's so cool.
Yeah, well, I did. That was, I mean, that was the very first one. I think I helped him out, and I didn't even make money off of it. I just charged him enough so that, because I outsourced that to somebody else that actually can build the website, because I can't. And I just covered the costs. I just wanted to show it, sort of get one done, and just go through the actual process itself. But I knew, so I did that. And then those were the two in March. Those were the ones where I made money on those. And that was kind of like, well, that's free. I'm not getting on another plane for work.
Perfect. So that's all up, was that, what, 10,000 plus about 3,000 a month for those two?
Yeah.
Awesome. And you're not doing the work, you're outsourcing that.
Yeah. I certainly can't, I'm no web developer.
So what kind of time investment have you put into those projects so far? Are you just sort of managing them at this
stage? I've tried to, based on some, like, I've had discussions in your forum about how to make sure that, you know, you don't have clients that sort of nag you and call you all the time. I've tried to keep it somewhat clear that, especially after the initial part, like the website, and they wanted to see some revisions of it and change this and change that. That was a little bit more hands-on. And then what I've said to them, and I was very clear up front, is that the monthly, the SEO thing is this goes month to month, and there's no every week or every 2 weeks report. That's not how it works. It's a month-long process. And it's going to take maybe upwards of 4 to 6 months for all of this to show up, and you'll see some serious results. So I've sort of said it so they're not, I don't need them, or I don't want them calling me every, you know, week. You know, here's $1,500. What's happening here? You know, what's happening? It's like, so the initial part, there was a little more hand-holding because I find it's funny. They find it's kind of like it's their website, even though they're really don't know much about it. They're very specific and particular about what they think they want on the site and how it should look. But they're really they don't know much about it. And I find it funny, like if I were to go into their business and try and tell them about what I want their products to be, I mean, I wouldn't, because I don't know that's their market. Like, so they seem to, that's been a bit of a funny point for me is the actual owners and how hands-on they want to get with their website.
Yeah, definitely. I think you'll always find that, you know, when people are, for some reason with websites, they always want to get their fingers in the pie. And it's one of those things where you really do just need to, you know, basically stamp your authority and say, look, I'm the expert. This is how it needs to be. And if they, you know, want certain things done a certain way, the way I always handle that is I just start asking them questions. I, you know, lead them down the path I need them to go to so they can come to their own conclusions about, you know, what's actually going to work best. And that usually works pretty well. And once they sort of get some confidence in you that you actually do know what you're talking about, they really do back off and let you take control of the project.
I had a couple. One particular guy that was wanted to be very hands on, and he, you know, wanted it this that way or this. And rather than try and push him too much, I just said, okay, we'll do it both ways. And he goes, I'm going to set up, and this is part of the wonderful thing about the, you know, everything online is everything can be tracked, tested, and measured. And I'm going to do it both ways, and we'll see which way comes out best. And if yours comes out best, then that's great, I guess. And we find out, then we'll change that one, and we'll test that one, and we'll test that one.
Excellent. I actually threatened the client to do that once. he wanted to do it his way, and I said, look, if you want to do it that way, that's fine. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go and buy my own domain, and I'll go and do it my way, and I'll be a competitor of yours. And he didn't like that very much, and we ended up doing it my way in the end.
That's an interesting tactic. I'm going to write that one down.
So that first client, how did you get them? What was the process you went through to actually land that client?
Well, I started, I did not like making phone calls. I'm not that outgoing when it comes to just picking up the phone and calling. And what I saw, probably back in January, maybe December, January, twice now, as I saw James Shremko had done a video review of somebody's website. He had a blog post up on his blog about doing a video review. And then I saw that, and then I sort of didn't think much of it at the time. And I was just too focused on a million other things, getting, you know, information overload. And then I came back, and then in your forum, I saw it again. And in yours, you had some scripts and sort of things. So I'm like, I looked at that again, and I thought, okay, well, maybe this is an interesting way to actually market to some of these people. I mean, I've got my own blog set up. I could host the videos on there. I'd also watched. This is also part of it. I saw Andy Jenkins had launched his product called Video Boss.
Yep, I remember that.
Right, so he did Video Boss, and all that together, I did videos. That's really where I'm leading down the path. Is I did a video for these clients, and I walked them through sort of why I thought their current website was probably not performing for them, and some issues with it, and what could be done about those issues. And then I showed them really how many people with real numbers, so that they're not just, you know, it's not just my word. I showed them, like, using Google's tools and so on, just how many people are searching for what they offer online. So I did that in a quick, maybe 10 to 12 minute video presentation. And I took the time to sort of make them what I think to be pretty good videos, and polished them up, and I sent them to them, and they love them. I tried to make like a presentation, like a Word doc.
Yep.
And I sent that off, and I didn't really get much response on those. Those would be like, you send those, and then you have to follow up and get and harass them to read them. But people love watching videos. I mean, there's 2 billion people who watch YouTube videos every month. And so those, I did the videos, and they worked really well. And then I saw someone else, I guess in the mastermind that I was in, I showed some videos that I had made, and they were just like, wow, those are great videos. Why don't you should show people how to make those videos.
As you said, this is a strategy I was teaching, and it was something I actually learned from James as well. And, you know, some of my students were getting 50 to 80% response rates just from these videos with no follow-up whatsoever. And I mean, I'm a direct mail guy, and if we got, you know, a 2 or 3% response rate, we'd be jumping for joy, and then we'd have to follow up with phone calls and stuff. And it was effective, but it was time-consuming, and, you know, if you didn't have particular skills, then it was kind of hard to pull off. And even teaching it to other people was, you know, a bit of a tricky process, and there was a lot of hand-holding that sort of went along with that. And so I jumped on the video reviews, and I just absolutely love them. And, you know, to be honest, mine are pretty amateur. It's, you know, really basic screen capture. There's no sound, there's no presentation. It's just my gravelly voice, you know, telling them how bad their website is.
Yeah.
And I saw an example of one you did, and, you know, it really does take it to another level. I mean, just the look of it is so much more professional. And, you know, I think that really helps, especially with the bigger clients who have already, you know, maybe been indoctrinated with the whole branding concept. I think it does help to have a bit more of a professional look. And then you showed me your product, and I think the way you've streamlined the process, you know, it opened my eyes. I mean, I've been teaching this now for months, and I'd never thought to streamline it the same way you had. So I was really impressed with it. It's a really good job, mate.
Well, thank you. Yeah, And the funny thing is when I did all these, I had no intention of turning it into some sort of product to show others. But when I made them, and I guess people were like, well, how do you make those? And there's probably a lot of other people that would have difficulty with videos. And that's one thing, although I don't have necessarily, my background wasn't in internet marketing. It was definitely all in anything techie and so on. So the technical part of any of this was just simply, all right, let me look and I can break it down and repeat it. And I can show people. That was what I was doing and good at. So I pieced it all together because I actually even enjoyed making the videos. Like I get excited about showing somebody. You know, I think of myself as, what if I was sitting down with the person beside me, and I get excited about showing this business owner what they're missing, what they could be getting online. And I sort of, that comes across, and I make a video for them. And I wanted a system that would make it a little bit quicker to make the video, rather than having to. Nobody wants it to be time consuming every single time, because the first time when I sat down, it definitely was. But then I tried to piece it together in modular, and to come up with his way. And so other than it takes a little time to certainly process the video, but I don't have to sit here to do that. I can do something else while it's processing. So you can fire off, you know, as many as you could, I mean, as fast as you can make them, you can fire them off to a prospect, and they open them. I mean, they open them, they watch them. Some of them haven't called, and not everybody's going to. But a good portion of them do, and when they do call, they're just like, they're already impressed with what they saw, and I'm not having to sort of sell myself again. Now, definitely, I'm still having to continue to sell, but it's such an easier angle to approach than it would be if I were to just pick up the phone and try to introduce myself.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you think the average local business owner, he, you know, probably can barely work his email, let alone, you know, use the internet. He doesn't have any of the, you know, knowledge or skills that we've got. And when he gets an email or a message or whatever saying, hey, go to this link, and it's got his name in the URL, and it goes there, and there's a video, you know, showing him what's wrong with his website, and some guy demonstrating, you know, how much he knows about online stuff, you've already done the hardest job of selling, which is proving that, you know, you are an expert, you know what you're talking about. And you've got his attention as well, which is, you know, step one. And so you've gotten over those two massive hurdles, so that by the time you're talking to them, you know, they basically ask you how much. That's basically what it comes down to, is they call up and say, you know, when can we start? That's been my experience, at least.
Yeah, that was the exact. I had one guy that was, his email was as just that short. Nice presentation. How much? And one thing that I wrote that's in part of the product, it was sort of a bit of a story. And it's the other thing is it stands out from the rest of the crowd. And I had a friend of mine who owns an online sort of horse tack shop for horse riding horses, that kind of thing.
Yep.
I spoke to her because her website, in my opinion, is terrible. But I spoke to her and thought, like, so okay, how did you build it? And I just wanted to get her experience so far. But she was telling me, she gets bombarded with these web companies that that try to sell her on their, you know, that her website's terrible, it's not going to rank well, and that she gets phone calls, emails, and I mean, she's just completely numb of it now. I mean, you really, they're just ignored. And I definitely don't want to be that annoying person. I find so far, every video or the majority of these videos are. I mean, I had one woman reply. She's like, you know, actually, we don't generate leads from our website. We're not really allowed to. She goes, but I can recommend that you go talk to this person because they might be interested. And she didn't have to do that. I don't even know her from, you know, the next person. But she took the time to respond. She thanked me for the video. She thought it was great. And gave me a personal recommendation to go speak to somebody else.
That's impressive. I mean, a lot of people struggle to get referrals from people they know and, you know, family members and stuff. And you're getting referrals from some lady who you sent a video to.
Yeah, she just sent back. She goes, thank you very much for taking the time. And call this person, tell them that I sent you, and that'd be great. And I just replied back. I'm like, wow, thank you very much. So if that were like a call or some sort of high pressure type thing that like my friend kept getting all the time, I don't imagine I was going to get that. But they see this video and it's all about them and their site. And I took the time I took the time for theirs and nobody else's during that 15 minutes. They're thrilled with it.
People are basically starving for attention. And think about how many phone calls you've received in your life, how many emails you've got. But how many personal videos have you been sent? I think I've been sent one, and I've been online for, you know, over 10 years. I've probably got 100,000 emails. I've probably answered 100,000 phone calls, but I've only ever gotten one video sent to me.
And yeah, I'm
an internet marketer in the internet marketing, you know, space. A local business owner has probably, other than YouTube, probably never really seen videos online. And when he gets a personal video, I mean, that just makes such a big impact.
Yeah, I've definitely not received any videos, and I don't know anybody really else that has, except for the people I've sent them to.
What software are you using to this? I'm on a Mac. Are you on PC or a Mac?
I got a Mac. But when I was coming up with the idea, I'm going to show people how to do this, I thought it would be very limiting if I were to just focus on what I do on my Mac. So I actually, I created videos and instructions for both Mac and Windows. I used Bootcamp. So I did everything on my Mac, using ScreenFlow and, iMovie and, Keynote. And then I switched over to Windows 7 and I did everything with PowerPoint and Camtasia to do the Windows version.
Awesome. So have you worked out sort of approximately how much of that software would cost if someone was, you know, starting from scratch, they're interested in getting started in the local business consulting area, and they want to start doing these video reviews, approximately how much would it cost for them to get set up?
Well, the one thing I hadn't looked at the numbers. ScreenFlow, I believe, is under $100 for the Mac. Yeah, Camtasia is a little bit more expensive on the Windows side, and it's more expensive because you can do more with it. I really wish there was the Camtasia for Mac was identical to Camtasia for Windows. ScreenFlow is good. I do like it. But Camtasia for Windows, I believe, is maybe in the 200 ballpark area. And then for the rest, I mean, for the presentation piece, you don't need to use PowerPoint. I mean, you can go and get a copy of OpenOffice, which is free. And it will do PowerPoint. It'll do. You can actually open PowerPoint presentations with it and create them. Every Mac comes with a copy of Keynote. And the only other thing that I've purchased that I recommend for the videos that really makes them stand out sound is a good microphone. And I went out and bought. I've seen it online. It's about anywhere between $100 and $180 for the microphone. It's a real studio microphone. It's got a little tripod. It hooks up with USB. And the sound quality is just, it's second to none when compared to, you know, like the built-in microphone on a Mac or something like that. So that was my belief as part of it is it looks nice, but it also your voice sounds nice. So that was about all I did. Now, that's not a requirement. I put in the guide, I actually have a list of, you know, what you'll need. And I've also got some optional pieces. And one of the things was the microphone is optional, but it's not a requirement.
Right. So basically for, you know, less than $300, you can get completely set up to start doing these reviews. And what did you do? $10,000 or something like that of two clients doing these things?
Yeah, absolutely. $300, no more than $300, and that's just for the Camtasia piece. If you're on a Mac, it's cheaper.
That's awesome, fantastic. And you know, you've got a technical background. You said you're a little bit of a tech guy. Do you need to be a tech guy to make these videos?
No, not at all. It's not, especially if you've got. So what I've got, what I did in the product that I've created, Local Video Method, is to actually I recorded myself doing everything that I do to make the videos, and I do it in steps and stages. So you don't have to figure out. You're not directed to the product website, you know, unless you've got a technical problem with it. But in order to operate it, I record absolutely from start to finish everything I did, how I created the videos, how I pieced them together, how I put the music into it, how I did the final video. So you don't have to be technical to do these videos at all.
Excellent, because I've as I said, I've been through the product myself, and I was really impressed, and I've always struggled to do the whole, you know, video and music and syncing them up and all that kind of stuff. It was just, you know, too much effort for me to bother learning, really. And I did watch your stuff, and I found it really simple. I mean, I'm going to start using the more professional look and feel in my videos. I think it really does just add something extra that, like I said before, I think it makes a difference when you're dealing with these clients who come from more of a branding or traditional advertising background. So I was really impressed with how you've done that.
Yeah, and I've always been sort of a believer, like, definitely, whether it's you or something you've done, but your first impression is one of the biggest impressions, right? So I thought, okay, they're not over the top, you know, it's no studio production, but if compared what I believed, I mean, certainly compared to a lot of the types of video that's out there, it's definitely more professional looking. And I thought that initially when I saw some of these, like the big guru product launches, they're all doing videos right now. And I see some of these videos and like, geez, some of those are, that's, you know, Andy Jenkins and his Video Boss stuff. Those were over the top to me in terms of high quality. And I thought, okay, well, how can I get some of that? And I can't do all of it, but I'd like to get some of that so I feel that it's a little bit more professional than simply just a straight up screen recording. And it's not, when you piece it all together, it's not difficult.
Yeah, I think you're a lot closer to those, you know, high production internet marketing things than you are to, you know, the really basic screen recordings like I was doing, except, you know, the price difference isn't that much. You know, I'm doing them almost for free and they look, you know, really amateurish. Then you've got at the other end of the scale, you've got these, you know, guru guys who are spending thousands of dollars just to get one short video produced, whereas you're doing it for, you know, $100 or whatever, not taking you very long at all, but yours looks so much closer to the full-on professional version than mine does that, you know, it makes such a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, you do 10 videos and now Camtasia has cost me, you know, $10 per video.
Yeah. And how long are you taking to do a video these days? You've got it, you know, pretty systemized.
Yeah, so the videos, most videos that I've done, they usually go about anywhere from, I guess, about 12 to 14 minutes. In terms of the actual recording of the review, and about maybe 10 minutes to sort of take the and this is what time that I'm spending doing something. Certainly there might be 15-20 minutes of it doing video processing, but that I just put that in the background and I continue on doing my stuff throughout the day. But in terms of time that I have to put direct to it, it's 10 to 15, let's go 15 minutes to do the recording. And that's me talking, going through this screen flow. I then go through maybe another 10 minutes to go and do some editing in screen flow to kind of, you know, zoom in, zoom out, that type thing, and bring focus to areas on the screen that I was trying to draw attention to. And that's really up to me how much of that I want to do or how little of that I want to do. And then I put the intro on it, I put the closing on it, I put some music, and I do that all in iMovie in about 5 minutes. So I think I could probably put a video together, start to finish, in under 30 minutes.
Wow. So you could knock out, you know, five of them in a day pretty easily and probably, you know, average out, what, one or two clients from five videos, you reckon?
Yeah, I think that's possible. I mean, to turn on, to do five, let's see, I don't think what I've done in a day. I don't know if I've gone through five, but that's just I'm partially lazy. yeah. Because I get doing those and then I get small ADD and I turn around and start reading something and then I'm off somewhere else. If you sat down, if I turned off everything, all my distractions, could I sit down and, you know, wake up in the morning? Could I do five videos in a day? Absolutely, no problem.
Excellent. That sounds perfect, mate. Look, you mentioned before you've got a product. Why don't you just run us through, you know, what the product is and what you actually get with it?
So the product, it was called Local Video Method, and it's shows you how to make these particular videos with the style and, I guess we'll go with, quality that I've been making them with from start to finish. So when you get it, you get access to a membership area, which includes the in the membership area are downloads for Mac and for Windows. So depending on, there's PowerPoint templates, there's also Keynote templates. There is a PDF guide that walks you through all this, talks a little bit about how to find some people to send videos to. So I talked about, you know, using the Yellow Pages and the reasons why I use the Yellow Pages. I talk a little bit about how to do some keyword research ahead of time so that you can prepare the video to show them something of value in numbers. So I show you how to use the Google's keyword tool. And optionally, how to use Market Samurai. Now, that's a paid tool, and there is a free trial of that, but it's not a requirement. You can certainly use the Google tool. And then, depending on the Mac or Windows, there's videos that you can watch online, or you can download them, that walk you through whatever platform you're using about how to record your video, how to edit the video, and how to piece it all together. And then within the guide, I've also talked a little bit about some of your options for hosting the videos. So how to, what video players to use and sort of options you have there. And also in the guide are some scripts to use as part of in the video. So I talk about, you know, my intro script. So what do I say in the beginning of the video? What do I say at the end of the video? And then you can actually see, I've actually got completed videos that you can actually watch to see what I did. And so I've got the video completed, and then I show you how I made that particular video.
So it's pretty comprehensive then. It's pretty step by step, you know, from the very start, from that, you know, keyword research through to the actual script that you read out, through to making the videos, creating the videos on the technical side, and then actually sending them out to the clients. It's, you know, step by step the whole way through.
Yeah, I've got right to, so I wanted to, I got a lot of questions about how do you find people to send the videos to? So I talked about, well, then, you know, this method of using the Yellow Pages and finding customers that are already spending a lot and narrowing down on them and doing some keyword research, because I talk about setting up your stage. Your stage is, I've got a browser open, what tabs do I want to have? So this is what I'm going to demonstrate in the video. And then I show you how I do that, and then once you're done, how do you edit it so you can, you know, bring it, you know, do some animation, zoom in, zoom out, that type stuff, to sort of focus on areas of your video, and then how to piece it together. So you kind of make chunks and you piece it together so that you can use the intro and the closing chunks over and over and over again. I'm not recording those new every single time. What I am recording new every single time is the actual review itself. So I get sort of this polished video, but I'm only doing the middle of it new every time, and then walk you through right to the end. And you can watch all this. It's not just written instructions, because I find written instructions, people can interpret those differently, and next thing you know, they get lost. So it's all recorded. There are written instructions, but mainly it's all recorded, so you can just watch.
Man, it sounds too easy. I mean, we've talked already about, you know, the kind of results you've gotten just in the last couple of months, you know, well over $10,000. So I'd expect this is, you know, a pretty high-ticket item. How much are you selling it for at the moment?
Actually, it's not that high ticket. It's on sale. It's $97 is the price, and I think it's been of great value to anybody who's downloaded it and purchased it. I have had little to no refund requests for it.
Fantastic. I mean, $97, you can't go past that. I think I told you when you first told me you were putting out a product, I was actually thinking of releasing my own product, because I'd already created the scripts, I'd already gone through the process and everything. And I tell you right now, mine wasn't going to be a $97 product. You know, you've put out a really good, a bargain, really. That's what it is. I mean, for $97 for the scripts, the, you know, step-by-step explanation of exactly how to go out and get these, you know, $5,000 clients, I think it's just an absolute bargain, mate.
Yeah, well, I like to put myself in someone else's shoes, and I thought, you know, what if I wanted to make these videos and I didn't have the... I guess, the technical ability to go out and figure it out, or maybe I was just lazy and I didn't want to have to figure it out. It was going to be too much time and it was of no interest. Would I be interested in paying, $97 to get a start-to-finish walkthrough? I personally wouldn't be interested in a PDF guide or something that just is instructions. I like the videos. I like being able to watch, basically watch and copy, watch over somebody's shoulder as they're doing it and just do the same thing. And it's all laid out. I thought it was a pretty good value package.
Yeah, well, I've been through it. I love it. As I said, I'm changing the way I do videos based on, you know, your improvements on what James taught and then what I was teaching as well. So I'm using the product myself. And, you know, I stand by it enough. I've gone out and I'm going to put together a little bonus package for anyone who's listening to this call. If you go over to localvideomethodbonus.com, there should be a link on this page. I'll have a little bonus package there of my presentation, the actual mind map from James Shramko's $4,000 Fastweb Formula event. This is the unedited mind map. I didn't actually get to do my whole presentation at the event. It was cut short because we were, you know, just cramming so much content into each day. So I'll give anyone who wants to grab Kevin's product, I'll give them the complete unedited mind map of that as a little bonus for buying from this page.
Well, that's awesome, Kyle. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Like I said, I really enjoyed the product myself. I think it's got immense value, and I think you're seriously undercharging for it. So, you know, I think people really should snap it up while they can.
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen some of James's new videos for his product launches, and he's even mentioned, he goes, I've taken some pointers from your videos, Kevin.
That's a little feather in your cap.
Yep.
Good stuff. All right, Kevin, mate, it's been really good talking to you. You've given us a lot of really great insights, not only on, you know, your video method, but also, you know, your consulting business and all that kind of stuff. So it's been really good talking to you. I've got a lot out of the call. I hope everyone listening has as well.
Yeah, I hope so too. And I hope everybody is successful in making some videos.
Excellent. Thanks, mate. Good talking to you.
Thanks very much.